But while we're on the subject here, where of this pronouncement in Genesis 3:16 about in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, it says, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Here's another relationship that's challenging, marriage. Marriage is challenging. Now, a lot of times people go into marriage with an attitude that it's not going to be a challenge. And then as soon as things start to go wrong, they freak out, and I married the wrong person, and they're interested in getting a divorce or throwing in the towel. You know, we need to go into marriage with a realistic expectation. And you know what that expectation is? That there are going to be problems. There's going to be a challenge. It's going to be something that we have to work at. It's not just going to be, you say, well, you don't know me and my boyfriend, and you know, we're never going to have a fight. Well, you know what? I hope that's true. But it's probably not true. There are probably going to be some dark days, some valleys. I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands. Hey, who's married and has some real dark day, you know, real low points? But you know what? The bottom line is, every single person who's actually been married for a substantial amount of time knows that there are going to be challenges, difficulties. It's not by accident that so many marriages end in divorce. It's because it's hard, okay? Now, that being said, marriage is one of the most rewarding relationships you could possibly have, if not the most rewarding relationship that you can have this side of heaven. And so getting married is a huge blessing, but there are going to be challenges associated with it. Now, there's a group out there that's always trolling my YouTube videos called the MGTOW. Who knows about MGTOW, right? Men going their own way. And these are people who've sworn off marriage, and they constantly come in the comment section saying, oh man, getting married is just a drag, and it's a disaster, and any man who gets married is just shooting himself in the foot in 2019, and we men just need to go our own way because it's a trap. You know, getting married is a trap, according to them, and women are just out to burn you, and it's just these bitter, woman-hating men is what they are. And they'll make these blanket statements, all women are whores. And it's just like, that's ridiculous. You know, you want to say to these people like, yo mama, you know, because it's like, what are you talking about, all women are whores? I mean, what is that? That's a wicked thing to say. That's like that wicked statement that all the Cretans are liars or something, you know, where the Apostle Paul rebuked that statement in Titus chapter 1. And so we don't want to just get this attitude. It's the same thing where you have these men hating women, right? You have all men are pigs, right? And you see those type of bitter types. We don't want that root of bitterness to spring up in us. Hey, I'm sorry that you've had a bad experience or that you've seen other people have bad experiences, but don't let that poison the well. You know what? There are millions of nice girls out there and millions of nice guys out there. Don't give up on God's institution of marriage.
Amen.
Because of some idiots, right? Don't give up on that because, you know, I just want to tell these MGTOWs, hey, yeah, of course it's a challenge, but I'd hate for you to do anything hard now, wouldn't I? You know, marriage is a land of milk and honey, right? Honey, all right? MGTOWs need to understand the grapes of Eshcol are there. It's a blessing. Getting married's wonderful. I don't want to be a man going my own way, off by myself, doing my own thing, being a hermit because I've just decided that all women are toxic. Don't get bitter like that, right? Hey, I understand that it is God's will for some people to remain single. That is God's will, and there are people like that in the Bible. That doesn't make them a MGTOW. And these fools say, oh, Jesus was a MGTOW. You ever heard of the Bride of Christ, buddy? You know, or, oh, the Apostle Paul's a MGTOW. Moses is a MGTOW. Shut up. That is a blasphemous thing to say. Because these men of God were not following this weird, trendy, misogynistic, woman-hating vibe. And that's actually a correct use of that term, misogynistic, where they actually are hateful toward women, okay? The men in the Bible didn't have that attitude, okay? That's wicked. And so these guys need to understand, of course marriage is hard in 2019. Yes, society is working against us as men and poisoning women's minds against us with feminism and wrong philosophies. But you know what? You can still get married and have a great marriage in 2019. And in 2020, good news for you, you know, in 2020, you can still get married and have a great marriage. And I'm not saying everything's going to be perfect, but nothing in life is ever perfect. But you know what? I love being married. I'd hate to go back to being single. And having kids is a blessing. Being married's a blessing. It's a challenge. But take on the challenge.